Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, man!
Miguel and Holly. Mornings on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly O'Connor with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
I told you, it's my favorite time of the year. All the year-end lists or the wrap-ups or whatnot. And here we have Spotify's. Spotify's Wrapped 2021 list is out. And before I tell you about the most streamed artists and stuff, shouts out to the people who are starting to put their their personalized stuff on their stories on Instagram. And all the people who listed the Miguel and Holly Uncensored podcast as their number one listened to podcast.
That was really cool to see yesterday. So many of you in the fam for the podcast were tagging us in, like, you listened for, like, thousands of hours to the podcast this past year in 2021.
I'm like, first of all, we've talked so much that it's now thousands of hours. Good Lord. It's a lot of talking.
So you can find Miguel and Holly Uncensored anywhere you listen to podcasts. Just type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored. And remember, we were voted the best podcast in Tampa Bay in 2021 and 2020.
The best!
2 years running.
That's right. So if you want to check out the best podcast, it's ours.
Beat that, Joe Rogan.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I mean, we're the Joe Rogan of Tampa Bay.
I don't want to take that title.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, anyway, we do have a good podcast, and it's just hanging out if you want to listen to it. Anyway, so Spotify's 2021 rap list has a couple of nods to the most streamed artists. First, let's talk about the most streamed artist globally. That would be Bad Bunny.
Love it.
You know what I love about Bad Bunny? He keeps it so real in regards to his mental health.
True.
He had to take a break. He wanted to speak directly to fans because, okay, if you're the globally most streamed artist, you got a lot of fans.
Yeah.
And there's almost an expectation that, like, you have to keep going at that pace of whatever it is to not let those fans down in the world. And he's like, sometimes I need to take time.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. What about in the U.S.? It's a little bit different. The most streamed artist in the U.S., Drake. You used to call me
on my cell phone. Makes sense.
I mean, I feel like you can't swing a dead cat without hitting Drake somewhere. I know that's a bit of a controversial saying, but my old boss used to say it and it just gets stuck in my head. But it's true. You're just walking over Drake everywhere.
That's true.
And finally, what is the most streamed song? Now, this one is the same for both. The most streamed song, both in the U.S. and the world.
Oh, globally.
Globally in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you can guess.
Driver's license.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man, people love them some angst.
We all have that deep inner hurt somewhere.
Yes.
And just disconnects to everybody, whether you're 16, 17, or 60 and 70.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, Miguel?
No. Not for me. For everyone else, yes, get it. I'm here for it,
Miguel,
for you.
Miguel was not streaming Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, no. Man, you missed out on a good time. I'll tell you what.
No, I'm good. That's a party that I don't mind I wasn't invited to.
Okay. I wanted to update you as well on...
Oh, Holly, I'm sorry, real quick before you move on. I just want to give a shout out to all the people like me who still are on the Apple Music train.
I know.
Who sit and I just watch everybody on Spotify post all their stuff. And I'm like, well, you'll never know what I've been listening to in 2021. So sorry.
Apple Music, where you at?
So shout out to the Apple Music people here. That's just, no one knows what we
listen
to.
My Wrapped is up on my story. You missed out.
I bet it is.
I'll tell you what mine is.
I know. I could probably look. All right. So Alec Baldwin actually sat for an interview recently with George Stephanopoulos because he wanted to sort of clear the air on the horrible tragedy that went down on the set of Rust. So it is the first interview that he's given since he accidentally shot that cinematographer and she died. And the full interview airs tonight on ABC, but there's a preview that's been making the rounds in which Alec says, I didn't pull the trigger. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them. Never. He added that he had no idea how a live bullet ended up in that gun or even on the set. And he says he doesn't consider himself a victim, but does say that it is the worst thing that's ever happened to him, which, I mean, of course. As far as this whole not pulling the trigger thing, so TMZ spoke with a Hollywood weapons expert who did say, like, they showed them just how little pressure is needed for that trigger to be pulled and when the hammer's back and for it to go off. So this expert said he doesn't think that Alec meant to, but he may have brushed it or done something, or obviously he wasn't like, let me pull the trigger. Right. But those triggers are so sensitive that it was very possible that he did and just didn't even mean or know he did. So anyway, I just wanted to update you on that. That interview airs tonight. That's what's hot and trending with Miguel and Holly.
It is 7:10 since it's Throwback Thursday and we are in the holiday season. How well do Holly and I know our Christmas movies?
Oh.
We go head-to-head to win you tickets to Universal Orlando, and we do that at 7:30. But first, I need help crafting a text I have to send out today.
Okay.
My fiance Abe and I have been disagreeing on how to handle this situation all week, but we've got to come to an agreement today because this text has to go out.
Okay.
I'll explain what it is next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.